This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Home of the brand new, very well thought out, at one thumb holstock, which is just it's a mashup of everything you need in the stock. Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. President Trump, I'm going to presume that somebody probably got to him and said, hey, listen, everybody thinks that you are backing out of your support of the Second Amendment, and I think right about now would be a good time to lay a message out there, because he has laid a message out there. He has plans to veto two of the bills coming out of the House if they do make it to him. H.R. 8, which is, as Roger said, the bipartisan background check bill of 2019, and H.R. 1112, the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2019, which are the anti-gunning Congress critters' latest push to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. Let's take the good news where we can get it, and I'm good with that. And here's what we're getting out of the White House, because they have examined these, and that's the part that is important, that they're paying attention. They're, one of their points of contention is that it would criminalize private gun sales. And coming out of that White House, and I don't know from where we get, H.R. 8 would require that certain transfers, loans, gifts, and sales of firearms be processed by a federally licensed importer, manufacturer, or dealer of firearms. H.R. 8 would therefore impose permanent record-keeping requirements and limitless fees on these everyday transactions. H.R. 8 contains very narrow exemptions from these requirements, and their exemptions would not sufficiently protect the Second Amendment right of individuals to keep and bear arms. One of the examples that Republicans talk about continually is domestic violence situations. If if one of us has a friend who comes to one of us and says her boyfriend is beating her and she fears for her life, if I decide to loan her an Ace Firearms gun, a CZ, one of my leftover Glocks that I haven't gotten rid of yet, I would be turned into a criminal if I allow her to borrow that without a background check at an FFL. I'd be facing a $100,000 fine and 1 year in prison simply for helping a law-abiding friend in a dangerous situation. Thankfully, they looked at that, and they don't like that. Now, H.R. 1112, this is a disaster all by itself. These are the steps a person would have to go through if their background check wasn't approved right away. And this is the enhanced background check. Number one, you got to fill out a 4473 to undergo an ICS check. Number two, the FFL comes back and tells the buyer he or she has to wait 10 days to get the results back from the feds. Number three, if the feds fail to get the check back in 10 days, the buyer can file a petition to proceed with the transfer. Then number four, the FFL would have to wait an additional 10 days after the petition is filed in order to proceed with the transfer. There is a problem with this. A background check is only valid for 30 calendar days after the FFL initiates them. So the very first day the buyer attempts to purchase the gun, that's when the clock begins to tick. And a buyer would have to initiate the petition process almost immediately in order to make sure they receive an answer before the 30-day mark. So they're looking at it. They're looking at it, and this is a good sign, and I'm glad he's doing that. I still have a bunch of bones of contention with the bump stock ban. See, these laws, as they're out there, if they were to get out there and say, this is only applicable to the bump stock ban. Okay, now we're getting somewhere where I can look at the language and I can say, okay, they are narrowing their field. But that's not what they do. They never do that. So that part is the bad part. That's the bad part where they make it so wide ranging that it is impossible to sit there and do the right thing. Taxes are a really good example of this. And the latest would be California. California set up a new tax regime to pay for the high speed rail, and then they canceled the high speed rail. But the taxes will continue to be taken. They're not going to roll back that particular tax that was levied in order to pay for the high-speed rail. So there's your problem. There, you know, that's the problem. It's too one-sided. It's too – they want to – you know, they're always wanting to make sure they get to roll things back and keep on going. So some, and listen to very carefully to what I'm telling you about these sorts of laws. When these sorts of laws are written, they're written in such a way to where, like, they can be like the living, breathing Constitution. So if something is written one day and we're told this is what it's for, later on down the road, it will be for something else. Later on down the road, it will be applicable here or applicable there. And that's the problem with the bump stock ban. You know, that's the thing that I have a problem with Trump for, because Trump is definitely not liking the bump stock. So this opens the door. Now, it may never happen on his watch, right? But it's... It's like getting into the great bog when you get into these things. But we should take this as a good sign that the president is trying to do the right thing. We should continue to back the president. I keep seeing a lot of articles out there with presidents sold gun owners down the street. Everybody's always waiting for somebody to sell somebody down the street. And if that happens, we'll know it. We'll know it when that happens. But until that happens, I'm not the one to sit here and go, well. Because this is the thing about politics. Getting out there and going completely, you know, flipping your support from 100% to zero because of one event that happens, you should probably get out of politics. Politics, unlike the Constitution is the guideline, it's the foundation of this country. Okay, it is not a living, breathing document. All of the precepts and everything about it, all of the ideas that goes along with it, they still apply today. They still apply today. But getting out there and changing your support because a guy makes does something you don't like. Well, notice that the leftists always take the long-term view, and they keep coming back with the same thing. And I just want to get in a winning mindset, a winning sort of setup, and take that same viewpoint. I'm in this to win it, and hopefully win it peacefully, and very hopeful of that one. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. check them out at BoydGunStocks.com. I saw this a few years back. Chris Matthews was doing it on Hardball, where he started talking about what he referred to as Second Amendment remedies, where he was just taking crime that occurred and saying that this was a Second Amendment remedy if somebody used a gun in public in a malfeasant way. So now we have this conflation beginning again by, interestingly enough, a woman named Nancy Letourneau, who has the same last name as that teacher who hung out with that kid, and then they got married when he got of age. That's interesting to me. Hey, but you know what? It doesn't matter. Last Wednesday, now this is verbatim coming from this website where they're coming up with the Second Amendment remedies meme here, okay? So last Wednesday we learned that the FBI had detained a Coast Guard lieutenant named Christopher Hassan, filing a motion stating that he intended to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. According to WMAR-TV, federal agents found 15 firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's apartment. 1,000 rounds is nothing. Moreover, investigators found deleted emails in which Hassan allegedly mused about a two-pronged attack consisting of a bioterror assault followed by a sniper attack, and also ones in which he bragged about being a white nationalist. And then, most ominous of all, according to the documents filed with the court, he apparently was putting together a hit list of prominent political figures and media stars, including apparent references to Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Beto O'Rourke, Senators Richard Blumenthal, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, Chuck Schumer, and Cory Booker, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, Ari Melber, and Chris Hayes, CNN's Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, and Van Jones. Even though Van Jones is going to CPAC. The day after that was reported, Joe DeGeneva was a guest on Laura Ingraham's radio show and said this. We are in a civil war. This is me. This is me talking, basically. We are in a civil war in this country. There's two standards of justice, one for the Democrats and one for Republicans. The press is all Democrat, all liberal, all progressive, all left. They hate Republicans. They hate Trump. So the suggestion that there's ever going to be civil discourse in this country for the foreseeable future in this country is over. It's not going to be. It's going to be total war. And as I say to my friends, I do two things. I vote and I buy guns. So, here's what we have. Let me type that real quick, if it'll type. Anyway, so here, this is where we go off the rails. See, what this guy is doing, what Joe DeGeneva is talking about, is basically saying, I see this unrest coming, and I'm going to try to vote to keep it from, you know, going to the next stage, but I'm also prepared for it to go to the next stage. But that's not what they see. They see that this is a former U.S. attorney suggesting that civil discourse is impossible in this country because, as Trump says, the press is the enemy. Therefore, if their brand of republicanism isn't successful at the ballot box, Second Amendment remedies are the option. And following DeGeneva's comments, Sebastian Gorka thought the subject of a civil war in this country was fodder for further discussion. But as David Nywart, whoever that is, documents, talk of a civil war has been circulating among extremist groups for some time now. And here we get to the main point. In the Trump era is beginning to emerge in the mainstream of conservative movement discourse. No, it is not. We're not the ones clubbing people in the head with bike locks. We're not the ones taking pot shots at people for wearing MAGA hats and pulling guns on them at Sam's Club. We're not the ones punching them at, Berkeley. We're not the Antifa that are breaking things and destroying things. We're not looking for violence. You guys are bringing violence, and we may meet you with violence that you are unprepared for. So what they're saying here, and what they're trying, one of the things they're trying to push out here now is the old term Second Amendment remedies, where we're going to start shooting these people down in the streets. If that were the case, if every time we lost at the ballot box, we went in and decided to take up Second Amendment remedies, as they say, and start blowing away a lot of people because we couldn't get what we wanted out of the ballot box, there would be no Democrats. New York City would be a ghost town. All of these leftist enclaves would be a ghost town. And, you know, for some reason, they just don't seem to, you know, that at its face value is simply ridiculous. Getting out there and saying, and I saw some other stuff today where they were talking about hunting deer. For some reason, that's always the other default thing. First default thing is they're going to go to violence themselves. Then they're going to say, we want to be violent. And then during the discourse of it, as they're banning this gun or this magazine or something out there, they'll be like, well, if you need three shots or more than take deer, the deer should escape. So let's be clear here. If you want to know what the Second Amendment is about, the Second Amendment is primarily to keep tyrants from taking over the country, and us to have a fighting chance against the government should it go tyrannical. It's not for hunting deer. It's not for duck hunting. It's not for competitive shooting. It's to kill tyrants. Okay? To kill tyrants. And so let us not have any ambiguity here. So here we are, you know, Second Amendment remedies and all this stuff. This is the kind of thing that's happening in places where you're not looking. These are the kind of things that are being told to the lemmings that believe everything they see or hear out of the magic box. And that's, you know, I can't tell you. I understand that there's... I know it was inevitable that we would have a Cardassian era in the United States. I just hate that that has been applied to the political mindset, too. Yes, I do. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions. The Samurai. And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House hearing.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen testifying before a House Oversight Committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sits on that same committee.
The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are continuing to hold talks in Hanoi. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News the best way to negotiate with the North Koreans.
In informal settings, at meals, when they walk off together, they seem to have built a good rapport. And this is where you make deals with the North Koreans. So far, the summit is off to a good start.
The Dow closed down 72 points to close at 25,985. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. the gun grabbers, I love them to death, you know. Anne Rand said this: in any compromise between food and poison, only death can win. In any compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. In a recent interview with the New Yorker, a highly regarded among her fellow leftists, progressive politician, Lucy McBath talked about the religion of guns and starkly reveals in painful detail the way the American leftists plan on degrading, stripping, impoverishing, isolating, marginalizing, terrorizing, and eventually incarcerating American gun owners, dealers, gunsmiths, and manufacturers. Their clear stated goal is to dissolve in its entirety, our historically important culture of private gun ownership in the USA. They assure us, as a spider would assure a fly, they just want a safer America, a better America. Castro wanted a safer Cuba, so he enlisted the professional assistance of ever-eager murdering Argentinian thug Ernesto Che Guevara to deliver an endless supply of previously disarmed dissidents to Castro's torture cells and firing squads. Mao wanted a safer PRC, so he sent his Red Book-waving Red Guards to hunt down previously disarmed dissidents so they could be herded into gulags, tortured, and murdered. Pol Pot wanted a safer Cambodia, so he dispatched hordes of grim-faced 12-year-old murdering monsters to find and then deliver previously disarmed dissidents to Tuol Sang, the prison of no return, or directly to Pot's notorious killing fields filled as one could see with the bleached skeletons of millions of innocent people of all ages. Joseph Stalin wanted a safer USSR, so he let loose the Cheka, followed by the dreaded NKVD, to find previously disarmed enemies of the state behind every door and underneath every bed, all candidates for brutal interrogation, slow, painful death in gulags, sometimes summary execution. And today, leftist progressives are working tirelessly to similarly convert all American gun owners to outcasts and all suspects, all dangerous dissidents. Fellow citizens who know what is good for themselves will shun us completely lest they share the same fate. Which, this is bitterly ironic because we, as American, gun owners, patriotic bearers of guns, want only peace. That's all we've ever wanted. And the leftist gun haters want war, just like their philosophical antecedents. The term liberal doesn't really do them justice, and in case you missed it, in order to do business with the city of L.A., which is run by the leftists, vendors and contractors are now required to disclose any association with the NRA. To give you an idea of what that is, what that is like, you could maybe expect to see them later asked, do you have any Jewish relatives? Now, I posted something today on Facebook, which was I have found this to be accurate, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you a roster, if I may, of if you want to know about who the most violent people are on the planet, well, then here's something for you. In 1865, a Democrat shot and killed Abraham Lincoln. In 1881, a left-wing radical Democrat shot James Garfield, president of the United States, who later died from the wound. In 1963, a radical left-wing socialist shot and killed John F. Kennedy. In 1975, a left-wing radical Democrat fired shots at Gerald Ford, president of the United States. In 1983, a registered Democrat shot and wounded Ronald Reagan, president of the United States. In 1984, James Hubert, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 22 people in a McDonald's restaurant. In 1986, Patrick Sherrill, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 15 people in an Oklahoma post office. In 1990, James Pugh, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 10 people at a GMAC office. In 1991, George Henard, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 23 people in a Luby's cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. 1995, James Daniel Simpson, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 5 co-workers in a Texas laboratory. In 1999, Larry Asbrook, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 8 people at a church service. In 2001, a left-wing radical Democrat fired shots at the White House in a failed attempt to kill George W. Bush, President of the United States. In 2003, Douglas Williams, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 7 people at a Lockheed Martin plant. In 2007, a registered Democrat named Sung-Hyo Cho shot and killed 32 people in Virginia Tech. In 2010, a mentally ill registered Democrat named Jared Lee Loeffner shot Representative Gabrielle Giffords and killed 6 other people. In 2012, Andrew Elgedinger, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 7 people in Minneapolis. In 2013, a registered Democrat named Adam Lanza shot and killed 26 people in Newtown, Connecticut. In 2013, an angry Democrat shot 12 at a Navy shipyard. Not one NRA member, not one Tea Party member, not one Republican conservative was involved in any of these types of shootings and or murders. To be sure, statistics would tell us that this, yes, there are people that are on the Republican side that they kill people, no doubt about it. But when you look at these crimes I just laid out in front of you, you've heard of all of them. Some of them you may not remember. Who's forgotten about Luby's Cafeteria, for example, or the McDonald's shooting, or Virginia Tech? But when you get out there, when you get out there and you look at their history and you look at what they want to do with us, it is very clear why they want to do it to us. Because they either want us to sit. Now, this is by no means a done deal. Don't get me wrong, because logistically speaking, it is a impossibility for them to disarm us. Unless we get out there and say, well, the law says, and then we just go along with it. And I don't know what kind of self-preservation meltdown we would have to have for that one. So I'm not seeing that happen. But just so you know, this is what they intend for us, and this is what they've already done. Let's not forget the Alexandria, Virginia baseball field incident. You know, I didn't bring that one up because it wasn't, I was running out of room, but let's not forget that one. Let's not forget, you know, a Bernie Sanders supporter. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget, you know, all the Antifa attacks and the women's marches where they burn limos. These guys want violence, and if we oblige them, well, there'll be a lot of crying on their side, but that, you know, we'll just deal with it when it comes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now we have House Democrats pushing a gun control bill that will die in the Senate on Wednesday, which is today. Is that right? Yeah, it was today. So I don't even know if it made it to the Senate. And we're going to have to deal with a trifecta that will lead to nothing more than a giant political headache. Because one thing that everybody seems to forget is that Republicans control two-thirds of the government. So most of this stuff is going nowhere. They can get out there and pass it all they want, and that's great, but we still have the Russian collusion nonsense going on, the Democrats speaking out on both of their mouths on sexual assault and gun control. And then we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with the new Green New Deal nonsense to contend with, even after the projected $93 trillion price tag was unveiled by American Action Forum. So what's in this new gun control push? Well, you know, the usual stuff. And I've already talked a little bit about it this evening, the background checks and the enhanced background check. These will do nothing to enhance public safety. They will do nothing to stop rampage killers. Okay? Let me explain something to you. We have come to a point here in America where that genie is out of the bottle. Now, when it was in, you know, back in the 60s and the 70s when I was a kid, and we didn't have background checks, and we most certainly had AR-15s, and we had all manner of, you know, we had AK-47s, we had everything. All kinds of semi-automatics and automatics and revolvers and shotguns, we had all of this stuff. We didn't have these kind of events happening because we had not veered as hard left as we had. We had not gone to the extent of trying to medicate every young boy that is in school. We had not become so politically correct that we can't punish a child in school. We had not become so politically correct that we say, well, these felonies don't apply if you're trying to get your diploma. We have had many, many layers of bad decisions laid upon us. And now we get things like crime in schools, killings in schools, rampage killings all over the place. And, you know, just the other day we had, what, an illegal alien female who decided it was perfectly okay to grab this guy by his hat and slap him in the head and everything. And there's not a whole lot of difference in mindset between being willing to do that and being willing to shoot somebody, believe it or not. If you have no restraint upon you, no self-restraint at all, and you think it's perfectly okay to assault someone, where does it end? Firearm purchases at FFL dealers are mandatory, no matter where they are. So the gun show loophole is often just fodder for the anti-gun left to scare the public. The public, which there's more, my belief is there's more adults that own guns than don't. And I'm going to go out on a limb, but I'm not afraid to say this. A lot of gun owners are apathetic. A lot of gun owners could take it upon themselves to get out there and explain to their neighbor, listen, yeah, I'm a gun owner. You notice I'm not killing anybody. Would you like to go to the range? You want to go to the range with me? Would you like to learn gun safety? Would you like me to introduce you to people that can teach you? And I'm not talking about laws under the guise of gun safety. I mean real, safe gun manipulation technique. But a lot don't do that. A lot don't do that. And, you know, in a way, you can sort of tell it. If you look at NRA memberships, Second Amendment Foundation memberships, any of these memberships for these gun rights organizations, it is a pittance of the gun ownership in the United States today. Some people that are gun owners may be hunters, and they're out there thinking, well, you know, I don't care about a black rifle, I just want to get my white-tailed deer. But they'll come for every gun, pal, every gun. You're in it with us. You may not be in front, but you're in the group. So the anti-gun left uses a bunch of stuff that doesn't exist to scare the public, and a bunch of us don't ever say anything about it. Private sales, you know, private sales are very rare and usually exchanges between family members via inheritance, like fathers passing on their guns to their sons. The only way to track a private sale would be through a gun registry, which the Democrats say they don't want. But they know that, you know, back in 2013, the DOJ told the Obama administration that the only way to get universal background checks that would actually be effective would be to have a gun registry. So this is not a Johnny-come-lately concept to them where they're saying, well, in order for this to work, you have to have a gun registry. Oh, yeah, well, we don't want that. We don't really want that. Yeah, okay, sure, right. I believe you. Yeah. We know their end game. Their left-wing swing also shouldn't give us confidence that they have anything short of confiscation on their mind, which is a amusing concept to begin with. I see a lot of people out there saying, confiscation is coming next. Okay. Who's going to do it? I mean, if you go ask, there are some police officers that would probably be out there and say, orders are orders. But, you know, a lot of them are going to say, no, that's not what I'm in this for. I'm not going to follow that. Because in the military, right, in the military, for those of you who have never been in the military, the only thing that we were charged with doing as subordinates was we had to follow lawful orders. And if we determined, whatever the rank, theoretically a private could take down a general over that lawful order thing. Now, I don't know if it ever actually happened that way, but I do know that from time to time, that lawful order thing would come up. And, you know, even if they're speaking theoretically, if Democrats want to look less insane on constitutional rights, they would do well not to casually mention that to end gun violence in America, the only way to do that would be to confiscate all firearms. but they did, or one of them did anyway. Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat from California, said during a press conference Tuesday that the only way to prevent all gun violence in America was to take away everyone's gun. So anytime the other side says this isn't enforceable without a national registry, that's a code word for they want to do a national registry, Thompson said. Thompson then pointed out that there's nothing that can be used to create a national gun registry in the proposed legislation. As far as anybody who says, well, this bill wouldn't have solved this incident, the only thing that will solve it for everyone is to do away with guns. So are you telling me that the critics of my bill want to do away with all guns, he asked rhetorically. No, stupid, that's not what we're saying. There are a lot of places we could find agreement, right? But one thing that they have to get serious, and it's the same thing with the border. If they want to have border security, you have to secure the border. If you want to have school security, you have to have some armed people in there. Because there are some people that look at a school full of kids and say, target. And that should chill every one of you to think about that. Especially if you have children in school. So, if they're going to be serious about doing something about that, yes, let's meet and have common ground. If they're not, and all they're trying to do is make us helpless, well, you know, you got to get the language right if you want to actually have that conversation. And then it's got to be a conversation with no compromise, with no compromise, with a mutually agreed upon set of criteria, but no compromise. No compromise. No more penalizing law-abiding gun owners for stuff that criminals do. No more of that. Till they get to that point, well, you can sit out there and talk about confiscating guns. I would love to see how you would actually put that into play. You going to tell the cops to do it? You keep throwing those guys under the bus. You think they're going to do that for you? I don't. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, and instructor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.